Court Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Court Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, Indian fans. I'm Dave Kopp, along with Bob Stogler, and we are in Van Wert County today, home of the Lincoln View Lancers, and we're going to take on a 5-2 ball club, Bobby, that's got some talent here, and we're going to go with a young pitcher in Troy Holman and see what he can do for us. And we're coming off of a little bit of a beat down there on Friday night. We went down to Dayton, played it at Day Air Stadium there, formerly Fifth Third, and we took on the Houston Wildcats, and they put it to us 11-1 there on Friday night. So the Indians looking to get back on track here a little bit on this week. A lot of baseball this week, and one way to get over a loss is to come out and try to get a victory. So we're going to come out here tonight. Beautiful little field they got here, and Indians obviously will be the first ones to bat, Bobby, and I don't know if you want to go over the lineups.
Absolutely will.
All righty, buddy. There we go. There we go. Lineups look like this for the Indians. As usual, Ryan Post leads off. Play shortstop Kobe in left field. That's second. Kendrick Wendell, DH in today. Riley Wills, your center fielder. He's bats fourth. Dan Patch, big first baseman, bats fifth. Brock Dews, third base, bats sixth. Landon Post, your second baseman, is batting seventh. Dylan Evers, right field, bats eighth. And Riggs Toby gets to catch tonight, and he also gets to hit tonight. I think it's the first time all year he's going to get swing.
He actually got to swing. He swung at Dayton the other day. He got a couple foul pitches, but I think he did strike out.
And a pitcher for the Jerry Calps Indians tonight is freshman Troy Holman. So it'd be fun to watch Troy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be neat. He looks good out there. I watched him warm up a little bit. You know, JVs are having a heck of a year, Bobby, and I think it's time to bring Troy up. We need some arms.
And then the Lancers look like this. Landon Price leads off, and he's going to pitch, and he's also going to Ohio State. So
yeah,
he's a stud. He's a left-hander. It seems like he's been playing for 22 years. Colin Overholt catches and bats second. Dave Elbel bats sick, bats third, and plays short. Is that Carson Fox playing right field? Clayton Leaf playing first base. Aaron Cavendish plays second base. Creed Jesse bats fifth, or playing third base, bats seven.
All righty. Not good.
We're going to go with Big Jared batting eighth, and Jack Dunlop, the freshman.
See what I've got.
There's a copy of the roster under
Jerry Kessler
in your pile. So
Jerry Kessler.
Jerry Kessler.
Bobby Kessler.
Bob Kessler.
Bob Kessler's great niece.
And our announcer here, what's your name? Tucker. Tucker's doing a great job.
Tucker's rocking.
You play one bad song, we're going to kill you.
Yes, we need to put up with it. All right, first pitch comes in here to Ryan Post. Ryan Post's going to get a piece of it. Off the handle, goes out to the third baseman. Third baseman makes a nice grab and play, and that's going to be one pitch, one out. So Posty goes down to the third baseman for out number one, and that's going to bring Kobe Wendell and then Kendrick Wendell on deck.
One of my favorite ballparks right here, buddy.
It looks nice, doesn't it? Gosh dang. This is a strike right in there to Kobe. You're right. We've seen this Bryce kid pitch 1,000 times, I think.
I think he pitches every time we play him.
For the last 10 years.
Yep.
There's a curveball that Kobe waits on, gets a piece of it, pulls it foul down the third baseline. Finds himself down a little bit of a hole. No balls, two strikes.
So do you worry about the psyche of this ball club, Kobe, after a disappointing game at Fifth Third on Friday? I know he's coming up here talking with you and Fee. I think you guys were both pretty disappointed in our effort.
Well, I just, you know, there's an outside pitch right there. One ball, two strikes to Kobe. Yeah, we had no fire. And I think we did prior to that rain delay. And then we sat there for an hour and 15 minutes. We came out, scored a run, the top of the first inning. And we were like, you know, hey, we're better than these guys. And from that point on, it was all Wildcats. And we just didn't look like we had much energy out there, and it's frustrating because We were a better ball club, I think, and I think if we play those guys 10 times, we probably win 7 ball games. And I think the boys know it too. I think on the way home they're like, gosh dang, we could beat those guys, but just didn't have it. And that's baseball. Here comes a 1-2, swung on and missed. That's nice going to be a strikeout number one.
Who?
For
this
Mr. Price.
Kendrick Wendell.
Now batting Kendrick Wendell.
Good job, Tucker.
Great gym.
Gets a piece of that one. Kendrick back to the fence. Strike one.
He was playing rap kind of music to start with, so you'd have probably hit him earlier.
Really? He was rocking him when we came up.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, he saw you pull up.
Here comes the 0-1. Kendrick gets another piece of that one, fouls it back to the screen, finds himself in a hole. No balls, 2 strikes.
He's playing that hippity hop.
Riley Will on deck here for the Indians. 2 up, 2 down so far in the top of the first inning. Mr. Price going to work. There's a curveball. Kendrick gets
tough
a piece
play
of it, goes back to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it, fires across the field, and gets an out. So 3 up, 3 down for the Indians in the top half of the first inning. And we'll go to the bottom half of the first. No score here in Lincoln View.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
All right, we're back here in Van Wert at Lincoln View Ballpark. A couple freshmen here as a battery for the Fort Recovery Indians. We got Troy Homan on the mound, and we got Riggs Toby behind the plate. So these young guys are going to get a chance to face an Ohio State baseball player right here in Landon Price. Steps in there, left-hander. Troy's going to bring his first pitch. Landon takes it high for a ball.
Got to be exciting for Troy coming out here making this.
Oh, I think so.
Varsity.
I think so. You know, I was watching him warm up. He's got a little bit of junk on him, too. He can mix it up, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you know, comes from an athletic family, and I think it was just a matter of time before Troy was going to be up on this varsity lineup.
Yeah, I think it was inevitable he was going to make it up sometime this year, and with Jerry being low on pitching arms, he needed to pull some guys up, so that pitch was fouled. Out of the ballpark. 1-1. There's a curveball.
Nice.
He sits on it, pops it straight up. Ryan's going out, center fielder coming in, and Kobe's going to make the play out there in center field.
Now batting Colin Overholt.
Is that Kobe in center, or is Kobe out in left? Who's out in center? Riley Will's out in center field. So 1-1. Price goes down, flies out to center field, and that's going to bring Colin Overholt to the plate.
What has Todd Homan got on his head? I'm going to punch him.
What is it? Oh, that's his Bluetooth thing when he's driving semi.
Oh. Yeah. I think he thinks he's Larry Dirksen.
First pitch foul back over the press box.
He's my neighbor. I've been trying to say nice stuff about him.
I love Larry.
Old Dirksy. Get a haircut? He's still got a ponytail. I think he's got the, he might have like a mullet, mini mullet. Like,
he usually has a ponytail, but yeah, I don't pay any attention anymore.
There's a curveball comes inside. One ball, one strike. Troy has pitched well for the JV. The JV, I think, are 4-1, maybe. Is that right?
Yeah, they smoked Houston 18-0 there on Friday. So that was taken outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. I don't know who beat them. Who beat them, Bobby? Do you know?
Coldwater. Coldwater beat them like 13-4, I think, at Coldwater.
Oh, early.
Yeah.
Here comes a 2-1. That swung on and hit out towards left field. Kobe's going to go over it. He's going to make the play, and that's going to be two up, two down. So there's a fly ball out to the left fielder. And Troy's got two outs, and he's got to be happy so far. Now he's going to bring up the number three hitter, Dane. Is it Ebel, Tucker, or Abel? Ebel? Dane Ebel. He's the shortstop for the Lancers.
Lots of left-handers.
No kidding. That was taken high and outside.
People here, 100 of them eating bags of popcorn. We eat.
I bet the popcorn is good.
Oh, it looks delicious.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. There's a ground ball over to second base. Landon comes right,
boy,
up with it.
Boy.
He fires over to Patsy, and that's going to be three up, three down for the Indians. So, no harm, no foul. We got one complete in the books. We'll go to the top of the second. No score here in Lincoln View.
No one likes living with a broken ball.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk four patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
E&D contract. All right, we're back here in Van Wert. Going to go 4-5-6 here for the Indians. Riley Will, Daniel Patch, and Bruiser Deuce. First three batters for the Tribe. First pitch in to Riley, taking at the letters for a strike. Both pitchers are fast workers, Bobby. There's a strike, exact same spot. No
right,
balls,
so
two strikes.
Is that just a playground over there, or is that a swim pool?
Yeah, it's just a playground.
Okay, just playground. And then back here is what, the junior high gym? All the way to the back?
All the way back there is the community center.
Okay, that's the community center.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the old gym, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
They said it looks really nice.
Yeah, really nice.
I love the old gym, but the new ones.
1-2 poked at, found out a play.
More people, but
used to love to come here and watch Brandon Pardon play.
And they had the stage and everything. He is now principal here. There's a curveball that's going to hang him up. It just froze him, came back across the plate, and Riley's going to go down looking. Great pitch by Mr. Price. 4-up, 4-down.
419-852-9201 if you're listening. I should give you a shout-out. We got Michelle Homan over at the girls' game, and she is. And if you're looking for that game, that was supposed to be at Fort Recovery, and because of the wet diamond, they moved that to St. Mary, so it is not on the radio. So we appreciate you listening. We'll give you updates. Right now there's no score. Girls had the bases loaded in their half of the first inning and no score.
Two balls, no strikes to Daniel Patch. Here comes the 2-0. Big swing and a miss. About to hit one off the wall there at Dayton on Friday. That was about our highlight.
That was deep in the center,
yeah,
center
he smoked
field.
Yeah, that one. A little late on that one. A little tardy on that swing. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, he hit a
right
gapper.
Right at the 402 sign, I think.
Yeah, hit her to the depth of the field. Here comes the 2-2 to Daniel. It's taken inside for a ball.
And I think we left him. I think he got the third. That was a double. I think he got the third, but we left him there.
Yeah, leadoff double. Never got him in.
Terrible.
Swing and a miss. Got him right there on high tees. So two up, two down. Two strikeouts in the second inning. Bruiser Deuce going to step into the plate. Rocky got the start there at Friday at Dayton. That had to be pretty cool for him to sit there on that minor league pitcher's mound, throw some pitches. That was taken for a strike on the inside edge. Both these pitchers are fast workers, Bobby, and this is going to be a quick game. Unless the old bats start to roll. There's a rocket back up towards the middle. Second baseman going to get over in time to make the play, and he's going to fire it over to first base. Three up, three down in the second for the Indians. We'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. No score here in Lincoln View.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning. Lancer's going to go 4-5-6. Carson Fox, Clayton Leith, and Aaron Cavender. Facing the young freshman, Troy Holman. No score here early in this ball game. That baby right there hit the black of the plate on the outside edge. That's perfect spot for Troy. Number 11 comes in for strike one. Curveball didn't curve on that one. Breaking ball, and that's going to stay in there at high. One ball, one strike. Kobe out in left. Riley in center. And is that Dylan out? Dylan out in right field. Infield, we got Brock Deuce at third. That one's fouled off back to the screen. Ryan Post at second. Ryan Post at short. Landon Post at second. Big Daniel Patch over at first base. Troy on the mound, and Briggs Toby behind the plate. That's the defense for the Indians tonight. One ball, two strikes. Curveball comes in there and just cuts across that plate to the number four hitter, and that's going to be
now batting Clayton.
Troy's first strikeout of his varsity career. Congratulations, young man. Struck him out looking. That's going to bring Clayton Leith to the plate. Another right-hander. Fastball right past him. No balls and a strike.
Nice crowd on hand here, boys.
Yes, sir.
Indians got their crowd again. Probably 50 people or so.
Yeah, we brought some purple, didn't we? Here comes the 0-1. That's outside.
Where are you eating tonight?
Wherever you want.
Frickers or Mexican?
Whatever you want.
What are you thinking?
We did
You like Frickers? Play some Keno. Ooh, okay, Molly.
Oh, man, I played the other night. Bobby, I texted you. There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Me and Buppy and our wives, we ended up at Jackie's place in Rossburg. Wow. And, yeah, I texted you there.
Yeah.
We had fun. Gosh dang. We all picked the numbers. I don't think the first four, I think we won $2 back or something. We got smoked. We ended up winning 13.
Oh, big.
Yeah.
A couple of freshmen going to meet here and discuss their signs.
Yeah, these guys have been playing ball for probably together for probably at least 6 years, 7 years. Troy's probably, they're probably 14. Yeah, they've probably been playing longer, at least that, so.
Well, my little grandson, Laner, he's going to start.
Oh, great pitch right there by Troy Homan. And he pulled the string on that young man, and that's going to be strikeout number two.
Looks like all the Will Homans here, and he brought all his St.
Football
Francis buddies. Yeah.
I couldn't tell what Fee was talking about. I thought they was ahead on his story.
Has no idea.
Nice pitch right there by Troy right down the heart of the plate. We went 7 miles. I thought that St. Francis was ahead. Everything was good. Lo and behold, there they were getting beat.
He told a story on the way up there. He went to watch Will play Saturday, and he talked for 7 straight minutes, and we have no idea what he talked about.
In the end, it was classic. I said, so they got beat. And he looks at us like, yeah, they got beat. We're like, oh, okay. What the hell are you talking about? Here comes a 1-1. That swung on, knocked out of play.
St. Mary's scores 2 in their half of the first and lead the Indians 2-0.
What'd you say the girls were 8-2, Bobby?
8-2 coming off a big doubleheader sweep of Frankham and Rowan Saturday.
And Rowan, and a bigger victory there Friday night against Fort Laramie was a big one.
Yeah.
I was in the dirt for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah. What did TH tell me? They were ranked already, I think. I don't know if the rankings came out, but Fort Laramie's always pretty dang good. Here comes a 2-2. Another ball hit out towards the outfield. I can't really tell. I think it's going to be out of play, and it is. Oh, we ate at that Mexican place the other time we came to Lincoln View, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was good. That was good. No disappointments there.
I just can't eat too many chips. That's a killer.
Well, it's hard not to. That one swung on out towards right field to Dylan. Dylan's going to come in, and he's going to make the play. 3 up, 3 down. We've had 12 batters and 12 outs for both pitchers. So far, so good for Troy. And we'll go to the top of the third, still scoreless. Not sure about Tucker's choice on this one here. We might still be on the air. Spencey's gone.
Oh, I bet we are.
I bet we're no commercials playing in the background. All we got is Tucker's tunes. Gosh dang.
That's good alertness on your part.
Yeah, that could have got ugly.
Yeah, it's a nice press box.
This is dandy, yeah.
No, maybe it's...
That's pretty nice.
Oh, this is pretty nice.
A little better darks. We're going to get him eventually.
This is Little John?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, what rapper just died?
That was DMX.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, you brought that up at the last game, and I thought it was a lawnmower. It's a rapper. That was the same day that the devil said he was no longer going to play in Georgia.
Yeah, true.
That was the other breaking news you had that day.
No, this is Landon Post.
Oh, look at our boss. Here comes the boss. He's got 1 bag of popcorn and 1 water.
No, look, his pockets are full too.
Who are we?
He's listening.
Oh, Spencey, God love him. All right, here we go. Indians going to come to the plate. Top half of the third inning, Landon Post, Dylan Evers, and Riggs Toby. That one's popped up.
Tough play, second baseman going back, and he's going to make the play. So Landon gets one in play here, and he's going to go down on the OF4, out number one here in the top of the third inning. Quick game, Bobby.
Yeah, absolutely. Be nice to get a run.
Somebody's going to have to get one. No lights here at Lincoln View. Swing and a miss by Dylan. Good pitch by Landon Price. We must be going to share that popcorn. He ain't going to give it up easy.
That's his. He ain't sharing none of that.
Yeah. Swing and a miss on track two to Dylan Evers.
Going to Ohio State to play baseball. That's a pretty good gig.
Well, we're going to send him another one because our other left-hander is going to be... He'll graduate, right? Ooh, that curveball about came in and hit him in the helmet.
Look at this guy. He's unbelievable,
He's
ain't he?
He's the best.
Did we have a commercial on the last break?
No.
Okay. Were we on here?
We were cussing wide open.
Yeah,
so
we were screaming.
After run your apology thing.
Dylan goes down looking. Strike number three on Dylan. That's strikeout number four for Landon Price.
Come on, Riggs.
Another freshman going to step in the old box, and Riggs Toby. Takes a good rip at the first pitch. Nothing to show for it.
The lovely Miss Jody Stogler listening back at four. Hello there,
hey,
dear.
She?
Ooh, she said bring me some food home.
What?
She wants some Mexican.
We make the decisions.
And thank you very much.
Oh, got him on a curveball looking.
Pretty nasty.
Three straight pitches. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to Riggsy. And he goes down looking, and that's going to be three up, three down again for the third straight time for Lincoln View. We'll go to the bottom half of the third. Still no score here in Van Wert.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
How bad in Creed, Jesse?
We're back here, Calpy, in inning number bottom of three.
Bottom of three, going to go 7-8-9 against Troy Holman. It's going to be Creed Jesse, first one to the plate, taking that one a little bit high for ball number one.
You watched the Masters?
Oh, man. Yeah, I did.
Hideki Matsuyama.
It's speed
enhanced. He's the DH. Pitch number two, swing
it. So I'm watching him warm up the last inning. He threw four of them back here to the backstop, Troy did.
Yeah.
He threw two perfect pitches.
He's Steve Reinhart. He's Harpo.
Harpo.
Ooh, nice curveball right there, but the young man waits on it. And that's our first base hit of the game, right down the third base line. And that's going to be our first base runner of the ball game. Creed Jesse goes down to first with the first single.
Creed was a good member of their basketball team. Had a nice... Oh, that was a tough game. We led the whole game. Up 15 with 5 minutes to go.
Yep.
Got outscored 18-1.
Yep.
And then they trapped and pressed us.
Yep. Yep, could have won that game. All right, Caden Hamp's going to be your DH here. He'll be batting in the eighth hole, followed by Jack Dunlop.
Button here, bud.
I think he will.
No, swinging
away.
He is
not. Swinging to miss. Troy's got to work out of the old stretch here one time, so we'll see how that goes for the young man. Runner at first, nobody out, bottom of the third inning, no score. Now he shows bunt, sticks with it, bunts it right out front. Riggs comes out with it quick, fires over to first. Nice job by Riggs. Nice bunt, nice play by everybody. Sacrifice bunt. He goes down 2-3 in the old scorebook for out number one, but Creed Jesse makes his way over to second base. So now the number nine hole hitter, Jack Dunlop, comes to the plate. Another left-hander.
Okay, here's my question. Lincoln View is roughly 40 miles from any town.
Maybe not 40.
And they got 100 golf carts here.
There's a lot of carts around here, ain't there?
They got to be. Had to
cruising
leave
right down the highway?
They have a golf cart garage here on the premises. Everybody just drives up, gets their golf cart, and drives in.
I'll tell you what they do have is they have a long cart with, and they bring people back here, and it's really cool.
Awesome. That was
really
awesome.
Really nice, yep.
I looked up and saw you guys getting a ride. I had to walk.
We didn't get a ride. We jogged.
We parked all way the heck over
we
there.
We jogged. Giving us a ride.
I was pretty sure I saw you on a golf cart.
Talk to the guy. Picked up a ride for the way back, is what we did. One ball, no strikes, one away here. Bottom half of the third inning. Troy wants to talk to Riggs here a little bit, make sure they got their signs correct. Runner at second base. Jack Dunlop. Left fielder for the Lancers. What do they have? Four lefties?
I think they do.
Yeah, I think they got four out of their nine batters lefties. Here comes a 1-0. That's taken outside for a ball. Troy's got to settle down here and get this guy because Landon Price is on deck. Leadoff man for the Lancers.
Infield knocker down. Make him get two hits here to score.
Here comes a 2-0. Ooh, taken just a little high. I thought that might have been called a strike, but runs into 3-0.
That would definitely have been in last time we had Trent Beckman. That would have definitely been a strike.
It might be a strike later in this game.
Yep.
Probably taken all the way here. Here comes a 3-0, and he is taken, and that's ball four. So now Troy finds himself in just a smidgey of trouble. Got runners at first and second, nobody out. Creed Jesse over at first, Jack Dunlop at, or Creed Jesse at second, Jack Dunlop at first.
Got an out on that sacrifice, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah, one out. That's it? Yeah. Did I say nobody out?
Yeah, I said nobody.
No, we got one out.
Yep.
So the leadoff man, Landon Price, he's going to come to the plate with runners in scoring position here.
No chance of bunting here.
No. Ooh. That pitch is
come on, Blue. Come on,
just
Blue.
Just on the outside edge. Could have used a break here. First time up, he flied out to the center fielder. No score here. Bottom of the third inning. Runners at first and second for Lincoln View. Here comes the pitch. And that's swung on.
All right. Good job.
Fly ball out to center field. Riley goes back. Yeah, he did leave early.
I think he did, too.
I think he left early, no doubt about it. There's going to have to be a... Oh, he did call him safe.
Ooh.
Fly ball out to center field, moves the runner from second to third. So a sacrifice for Landon Price. Boy, I tell you what, that was close.
Let's watch the replay on the Jumbotron.
And, yep, he left early. Although the replays anymore, you don't know what's going to come out of that major league replays.
Yeah.
Reds hit one off the seat. First row Friday night.
Ground rule double.
Yeah.
So two away here in the bottom of the third. Troy can get out of this mess.
Well,
if he can
big,
get this young man out. Colin Overholt
flight out to left field last time up. Mm. That pitch right there taking a little high.
I guess. I don't know what else
definitely
could have been.
Definitely across the plate.
Yep.
The girls get a run in the bottom of the second inning, and they trail 2-1, Brenna Homan, with a RBI single, driving Callie Wendell.
Here comes the pitch. That swung on back to us. Michelle Homan, are they done traveling? I mean, they're in Florida. They go to, I mean,
they're unbelievable. How old are they? They retired?
I think they are retired.
I think they did, too, yeah.
I don't get it.
Must be nice.
Never seen like them. Here and
Kenny Canute never goes anywhere.
Kenny's a worker.
Yeah. So Kenny Canute works.
He's 75 hours a week. For 10 days
never
right
left.
Before that.
Has never left Ohio.
Here comes the pitch. Oh, good job by Riggs. That was a ball came inside, and I thought that was going to go to the fence. And Riggs got his glove on it.
Nice job, Riggs.
Two balls and a strike here. Two outs. Bottom of the third inning. No score. Runners at first and third. At this point, I wouldn't get too excited about that runner. He's going to take off here pretty directly.
I think you're exactly right. Nice pitch.
Nice pitch right there. Got him on the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes. All right, Troy, bear down here.
Who's running the scoreboard? Where are they running at?
Dugout probably.
You have no idea, do you?
It's not his job.
Tucker ain't doing that, too?
No.
He just worries about the music?
And chasing women. Not a bad gig.
Here comes the pitch. That's a ground ball
over.
Come
on,
Ryan.
Make the play, baby.
Ryan comes up with it. He's going to fire over to first.
Yes, sir.
Got him. So the Indians get out of a quick jam there. Ryan Post with a nice play. Goes over to 6-3.
Not a bang banger.
Out number three. And we go to the top half of the fourth inning. Still no score here in Lincoln View.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we roll back into the top of the fourth inning, and the Indians going to go to the top of the order. Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, and Kendrick Wendell, first three batters here for the purple and white. Sure would like to see an old number up there on the old board on this inning, Bobby.
Yeah, straight or crooked.
Got this text from Michelle Holman. She said she heard our comments about working, and she said you are exactly right. And they are going somewhere next month. So
are they?
Yeah.
Well, I hate to see them stick around. Somebody's got to mow the grass.
Don't worry about it, you fat. Oh, okay. Oh, she's mad at us.
She's mad.
Oh, you're madder than a hornet.
Sorry, Michelle.
They got a wedding. I mean, Ross gets married like next month.
Roscoe. There's a base hit. Indians get their first base hit. Ryan Post right up the old middle. So Posty.
Now batting.
Leadoff single here in the top of the fourth inning. And that's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Now you button, Bobby?
I believe.
Now you button?
I believe. I'll tell you what, though. Ross Homan, that whole family.
Oh, they're
don't get much better.
Kobe Wendell steps in there. Quick throw over to first. You know what? I don't know if we've faced a lefty. Or, no, wait a minute. Did they change pitchers?
Yeah, they changed pitchers.
Okay, who's pitching now? That one's outside.
Can't see his number.
Tucker, who's pitching?
Number five.
Johnny Bench.
Or Aaron Cavender.
And Will Homan brought several of his Cougar football buddies over. Made the short trip from Fort Wayne.
That one's hit towards center field. Center field is going to come in, and that's going to land in front of him. He was playing pretty deep. Kobe gets a little piece of it and is hit it to where he ain't, boys. So the Indians now with back-to-back base hits.
Kendrick.
And that's going to bring the number three hitter, Kendrick Wendell, to the plate.
Well, that's a nice piece of hitting there by Kobe. And then a great piece of base running by Ryan Post because they could have,
Yeah, he could have been forced out. He was probably a good three-fourths of the way there. Not nice curveball right there. Kendrick takes for a strike. Come on, big 2-0. Let's get ahead here. And we got a quick pickoff play, and Ryan's back in there at second base safely.
Shout out Chuck Etzler listening, one of our all-time favorite people.
Mr. Big E.
He says, you're in the Flatlanders up here, boys. Lots of golf carts. There ain't a hill around here.
Flatlanders.
The Flatlanders.
Here comes the 0-1. That's taken outside for a ball. Slow curve. Spencer, every time you come over, you step right on my wire.
I'm going to kill him.
He steps on my wire, and he pulls my head down.
I sure wish I didn't do that.
Can't see nothing. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Kudos for him for buying popcorn, but he breaks my neck about every inning.
You're going to go to the chiropractor. Doc Carr, get in Doc Carr tomorrow.
It's that bad.
What happened to you?
Here comes the 1-2.
Baseball in
Kendrick
trouble.
Waits on it. That's goes trouble. Over to shortstop for one. Kendrick goes to first, and he throws it over the head. Ryan Post going to get a chance to come in here and score, and he does. So Kendrick's going to reach on a fielder's choice. Kobe's going to go out 6-4. Posty's going to come all the way around the score on the overthrow to first base. So that's going to be an error on Lincoln View. And the Indians find themselves on top. 1-0 here in the top half of the fourth inning.
Well, that's a huge break. He had Kendrick dead to nothing there. And then high toss. And Posty comes around to score. And we'll take it. 1-0 drive.
Absolutely. Riley Will going to step in the plate now. Kendrick over at first.
The Kanapke family listening back at the fort. Shout out to Lane and Will. JoJo.
That one's taken outside.
I'd like to see Riley stay hot here and get some hitting in here.
Riley is a stud. Riley can hit.
Yep. Quick throw over to first base. Kendrick, Big Fee, you better be on your toes over there, Hoss.
He's still thinking about that.
Still trying football. To figure out why the clock is running.
Why is the clock running?
The clock didn't stop. That took 4 miles. Meanwhile, you're stranding me. You're in the back reading the paper, and I got to listen to the whole thing. You was just letting it go in, one out the other, and I had to focus. Oh, he got him leaning. Oh. Back just in the nick of time. 3 balls, no strikes on to Riley. Kendrick at first. Runner across the plate here so far in the top of the fourth. Indians take a 1-0 lead.
Not a good pitch.
Yeah, that one's taken for a strike all the way. Riley taken all the way. So watching the baseball games, you said you watched the Major League games. The old, another throw over to first. You get him that time?
Man, they called him out first. I thought he was under it. I thought he was on the bag when the guy was still bringing the ball down. But
that was a terrible call.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous call.
I thought he was in there, too. Out number two now. Base is cleared.
He cannot get picked off, though.
Ryan didn't complain, so maybe it happened. Maybe.
Ryan?
Wasn't that Ryan?
No, Kendrick.
Oh, that's Kendrick. Oh, yeah.
Back
okay.
to the play.
There's
back
Post right where I am, so I couldn't see who it was. Sorry.
Big Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, Ryan's already in. He scored. Never mind. I'll turn off my mic.
Here comes the 3-2. Swung on and hit out towards center field. Center fielder going back, going to make a play on it, and he does. But in the inning, the Indians pick up 1 run on 2 hits. And we go to the bottom half of the fourth. Indians lead 1-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, we're back here in Van Wert County, Lincoln View Baseball. Indians lead 1-0 going into the bottom of the fourth inning. Talk about big league games. We got one tomorrow night against the Parkway Panthers, Bobby, and Indians 1-0 in the MAC. And nice pitch by Troy outside on the corner. Swung on and missed.
We have a busy week, Copy. You talked about tonight the girls are at St. Mary's. Tomorrow we got we play Parkway at home, and the girls are going to go to Parkway against an always traditional powerhouse in the Parkway Panthers. Thursday, we're traveling to New Knoxville. Always like going over there to Rangerville.
Been a long time.
Yep, and that game will be right here on FR Radio. Girls play Jay County, and that's going to be on our broadcast on Sports Stream 2. So make sure you guys tune into that. Girls play Anna on Friday, and then we got a doubleheader against the South Adams Starfires at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and that'll be a fun one. That's always, they always have a nice program there, and we know during basketball season they got athletes out the wazoo.
Oh, yeah. You might be solo in that first game.
Don't think so.
Do my best. There's a ground ball. Pick foul over to Daniel Patch. Patchy says, I'm going to flip it over to Troy.
Troy Holman, good job, brother.
For a freshman to get off that mound and get over there and cover that bag, Bobby, that was pretty dang good play. You know that?
Yeah, and Daniel did a good job. Made the perfect throw through right to base and got him in stride. And one up, one down.
Goes down 3-1 in the old scorebook if you're keeping track at home. Out number one, and that's going to bring Carson Fox to the plate, followed by Clayton Leith. Young Mr. Holman, Ben Stellar here so far. I don't want to brag him up too much, but
well, he's thrown strikes. And that's
right now, he's working fast, and I don't think Coach Kalf could ask for a better start for this young man. Get four innings out of him. That's on the inside edge. And Rig's doing a heck of a job behind the plate.
Yes, he is.
Comes the 2-0. That baby's right on the black right there for one strike. Two balls and a strike now to Carson Fox. Tucker, how old's Carson Fox? Senior?
It's on your sheet there.
I know, but Tucker should have that on the back of it. That one's flying out towards center field. Riley Post going to come in, make a play on it. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's going to bring the first baseman to the plate, Clayton Leith. Oh, that's a good walk-up song right there. It's better than Eugenio Suarez.
Little trivia. Mm-hmm. When did Lincoln View School start?
Not this building, but the school itself.
The school. When was it? When did they start such thing as Lincoln View?
My guess is mid-60s. Mid to early 60s, but I don't know that.
I would have said the baby boomers after the war.
and gets a piece of that one back to the fence. So I would say in the 50s.
I think you're probably right, because now that I remember the old building, it was definitely older than 1960s. I'm going to say no. Thinking of the building, I'm going to say late 40s.
The correct answer is 1961. Neil, you should have stuck to your first one.
Nope, I shouldn't have. Went with my gut.
Nice job by Riggs to block that one. Two balls and a strike now, two away here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Indians up one. Comes some of the St. Francis football team.
Yep.
The Cougars. Bobby, you'd block that guy right there.
I'd knock him out.
That guy right there, you'd block him without a problem.
He'd need an elephant gun to knock him out.
That one's popped up on our roof.
That would only graze him. He's a big boy.
Members of the Northwest Conference, 395 students.
That's pretty good. That's 100 a class.
That's in the whole thing? Junior and senior high.
Junior and senior high. Okay.
Yes.
That's still
pretty outside. Good. Yeah. Oh, I like the way Riggs was posing there. Riggs wanted that pitch.
He did
right
want
there.
That, didn't he?
He's
that
mad.
Boy, Riggs.
Riggs thought he had a strike. Here comes the payoff pitch. Two outs here. Nobody on. Troy throws one right down the middle and rings him up. Nice job, Troy Holman. Nice job, Riggs Toby. And the Indians are going to go to the top of the fifth inning with a one-run lead here, 1-0.
That looked a little hot.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us at Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk pork patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips.
All right, here we go. Top half of the fifth inning. Daniel Patch going to lead off the Indians. He's going to take a slow curve, a little high there for ball number one. It's going to be Daniel Patch, Bruiser Deuce, Landon Post, first three batters here for the Indians. They're up 1-0 so far. That pitch is taken for a strike down at the knees on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Come on, Patchy. Give me a gapper here one time. That one's taken high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Boy, left fielder playing tight up against that line. Sure does look like there's a big, big gap out there. Swing and a miss. Patchy going for it all right there. Here comes the 2-2. That one's brought back to the screen. So far, a pretty clean ball game, Bobby, with the Indians batted three times in the first, three times in the second, three times in the third.
How good was that
four
pitch?
Times, and that was a
string puller.
How about that? Patchy going to go down right there looking. Nice pitch right there by Aaron Cavender.
I think the weather looks good for the week, too. I think we're going to get all this stuff in this week. Like, track meet has a home match on Thursday.
I think so, too. There's a curveball that's going to drop in there a little high. So Brock Dew steps in there. He grounded out last time to the second baseman. That one's taken outside for a ball. Yeah, it's just not super warm, right?
No,
just in the
right.
50s and 60s, we'll take that. We've had some cold-ass games, man. Oh, man. But not this year so far,
been
you know?
Been lucky.
Yeah. There's one taken on the outside edge for a strike. Two balls and a strike, one away here. Top half of the fifth inning. Indians up one. Nail-biter. There's the curveball again. That one comes across the outside edge for a strike.
This kid's getting in a groove right now. His curveball's really working.
comes a 2-2 again. That could have been strike three, but that must have been a smidgy high. Bruiser Deuce getting a major break on that one. Runs the count to full. Here comes the speeder, and he gets a piece of it. Hits right over to the second baseman. Second baseman scoops up, fires over to the first baseman, and that's going to be out number two.
Now batting.
Two up, two down. So we only one time so far in this game put four batters to the plate, and that was in the fourth for the Indians. Troy Boy's been great. He batted three in the – he pitched a three in the first, three in the second, four in the third, and only three in the fourth. He's doing a great job also.
I think you said earlier this is going to be a fast game.
And that baby's popped up first pitch out towards the right fielder. Right fielder coming over to make a play, and he does. So three up, three down again for the Indians. Postie fouls that or flies out to the right fielder. And we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. Indians still up one.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. Locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here. Top, bottom of the inning five, Calvin. Troy Hillman's been fabulous.
Oh, I tell you what, I couldn't be happier for this young man out there on the mound. And, you know, I think I was more nervous for him than he was. I think he just came out there, threw his pitches, and so far hitting his spots. And let's hope he can keep it up. He's been efficient, too, Bob. He hasn't thrown a lot of pitches.
No, that's exactly right. And you watched him, like, on a basketball court and football. You know, as a freshman, he played varsity football, contributed to coaching in camp, and then as a JV point guard, he kind of ran that team for Coach Winter. And he has that leadership stuff, and you can think big. We're going to have fun watching Troy play for the next 4 years.
Absolutely we are. Absolutely we are. That pitch is hit high out towards the center fielder, Riley Will coming over, and he makes the play.
Now batting Creed Jesse.
So then a third baseman's going to come up now. Creed Jesse, out number one. Here goes in the books to Aaron Cavender and Caden Hamp on deck here for the Lancers.
Sophie Pearson with a triple and comes in with Abby Knampke, drives her in. Indians still trail 4-2 after 3.5 at St. Mary's, and a good one.
Hang in there, girls. Woo. Baby's in on his hands, and he gets back just in the nick of time. Ball one.
Annie Patch says, if you guys decide on supper yet, Frickers, because God love her. I'll tell you, I love Annie Patch.
That was taking ice. She don't want food, too, does she?
I stopped
there. We have to bring her food just like your wife?
No, but she said Daniel went and ate Mexicans with a bunch of teammates and friends last night, and she don't want any part of that.
I stopped at Frickers on the way here. It was lunch at 4 o'clock.
What do you mean lunch?
I didn't get lunch today.
Yeah.
That's dude's a worker. He's Kenny Canoe.
Kenny Canoe in the K&L.
Jammed him on the hands. He fouls it off.
Neil, you got to retire. You got to slow down.
How old are you, Spencey?
103.
Nope. You're 71. Off 2 years?
71.
Okay, so you're over. You're easily a millionaire. So
three times over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell my banker that. He doesn't believe me at all.
Here comes the pitch. That one's taken outside for a ball. I think it's actually 3-2, but I'm not sure if...
3-1.
I know. It says 3-1.
But Blue just gave 3-1.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Three balls and a strike here. The number two hitter, Creed Jesse. Number two inning hitter of the inning. number 7 hitter in the book. That one swung and missed.
Boy, Jerry Kopp's just got to be ecstatic in that dugout, thinking, boys, I might have my number 3 starter.
Yeah. Timeout's called here.
Loose ball.
What's going on?
Okay.
Got a loose ball. Something is burning, electrical burning.
Got a burn?
You smell anything like that?
Nope.
It smells like wires burning.
Nope.
I think that's Tucker's product he's got in his hair. What you got in your hair, Tucker? Something.
He's a handsome fella, I'll tell you that right now. I'm not sure about his music. So...
He's got the curly hair. Matches that picture on the screen.
I got a whiff of something there. It's probably burning downstairs. It's only a matter of seconds before it comes through
floor
the floor.
Caves in.
Tucker, are you smoking?
Tucker's.
Oh, Tucker's not smoking.
Tucker's vaping over there.
What is going on here?
I don't know.
Whatever the case, they're talking to Troy Homan. Troy Homan's going to go out and... What is he doing?
He just handed him something.
Can of something.
Yeah, he squirted it. I don't know.
Did he squirt it on his pitching hand?
Right, well, this ball could hit us up here. Three balls, that or it won't leave his spray something on his hand.
Either that or it won't leave his hand.
Yep.
He's going to swing.
He's going to throw this ball and his arm's going to be stuck to it with cross on play.
Whatever that was, I've never seen it before.
I've never seen what just happened.
Oh, yeah.
He just put WD-40 on his hand.
Yep.
Spitball.
And the umpire told him this ball's going to come in 160 mile an hour.
Here comes the 3-2. And he rings him up.
Wow.
Whatever it was in that can, let's get another shirt on there.
It's by a case of it.
Rings him up looking. Nice job, Troy Homan.
That was a pretty pitch.
Let me tell you, folks. So we're right behind home plate, and right below us is Troy's brother, Will, and all his
football fans.
As he struck him out there, they all were up on their feet going crazy. What a cool deal. What a cool moment.
Listen to him. They're fired up down there. Swing and a miss right there on pitch number 1 to Caden Hamp.
And everybody remembers Troy because he was the chicken at the Bicentennial.
Yep. He's a little squirt.
Yep.
Got him in there on the hands for a jam shot. 1-1. 2 outs here. Bottom of the 5th inning. Freshman Troy Homan having a heck of a game here so far. You got to bring him back out again if he gets through this mess because
yeah,
he hasn't.
I don't know how many pitches he's thrown, but.
Not many.
He's still throwing hard.
I mean, not many. I can't imagine Coach Kopp taking him out. We got a league game tomorrow night. I don't know who he'd bring in, unless it maybe would be Big Bo.
Yeah. Or Ryan Post. Ryan Post could close one here, I think.
There's a ground ball foul down the third base line. Ducey, he's guarding that line, but. Gets past him.
2-2, 2 out, as Ron Brunswick would say. Deuces wild here at Lincoln View.
Oh, you should have seen how many times we had it Friday night.
Did you have Deuces wild wide open?
I had to quit saying it. I was tired of it.
Was you? People quit listening.
Yeah. Here comes. That curveball is going to go behind the batter and not hit him. I thought for sure he was going to get plunked on the back.
I mean, your reflex would be to back out and it would have plunked him right in the head.
Works the count full, 3-2.
But you'll be able to tell this
bring
pitch,
the smoker
folks.
Right here. Right down the middle, struck him out looking again.
Man.
And Troy Owens got the St. Francis football boys on their feet. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the top half of the 6th inning. Indians lead 1-0.
Hey, Will.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people.
We are proud to support our local school.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top half of the sixth inning. Indians going to bring... Let me flip my book around so I know who the heck it is. Dylan Evers, Riggs Toby, and we roll back to the top to Ryan Post. Dylan struck out looking the first time up. Facing a new pitcher here in number five, Aaron Cavender. First two pitches in there for a strike. Watched them both. Come on, Dylan. Protect the plate here, Bubby. There's a curveball. He reaches out, hangs him up. Dylan goes down looking again.
Batting Riggs Toby.
Out number one, and that's going to bring our catcher, number 12, freshman Riggs Toby, to the plate. Riggsy doing a heck of a job behind the plate. That one swung on.
Trouble.
Way high out and coming into center field, and that's going to fall in there for a hit. How about that? You are good at seeing where they're not going to catch that.
I just see their faces.
What?
That's how I would look at them, by their demeanor.
He's 300 feet away.
Well, I'm telling you, my eyes are unbelievable. I'm Steve Austin.
You can't see your golf ball go 40 feet.
That's because it doesn't.
Oh, there you go, Neil.
Oh, that hurt.
I'm pretty sure you can hit one twice that far.
All right, leadoff hit. We got a hit. We got a runner down at first now, and we roll to the top. Riggsy with a base hit. Third base hit for the Indians.
Okay, so the last inning, we found out what was going on. Will went to his mouth and licked his fingers, and they called time. He had to disinfect his fingers and clean the ball. COVID.
Yep. So that's what WD-40.
I don't think so. I think it might have been.
Might have been because it's water displacement. WD is water displacement, so it's supposed to dry it out.
I thought
if
for
you
sure.
Get that on it. You ain't put WD-40 on your fingers. You're not licking them.
St. Mary's with two in the bottom of the fourth. They lead the Indians 6-2.
Briggs is getting a workout over there at first. Cavender throwing over there. Yeah, I think so too. I need another run.
Well, this guy can hit. This Ryan Post, yeah, I love him.
I think he wants, there he goes. No, he faked.
Oh,
hit and run was
heads
on.
Up.
Oh, my God.
That would have killed that lady.
That tree is worth a gazillion dollars right now.
Yep. Boy, they got 14 diamonds out here.
I thought I heard like they're a doing track gun.
Yeah, they're doing track.
I thought I heard a track gun
straight,
before.
Straight north of us.
Somebody's shooting.
Yeah, that was a shooting range. They got a shooting range.
I got a shooting range, too.
That's Cridersville.
They got one, too?
Cridersville, yeah.
You ever shoot skeet?
Only one time.
Don't you have a machine?
Oh, that's trap. Shooting trap. Skeet's different. Skeet's
down it is?
Lower. Yeah, trap. Floaters. Yeah, trap slot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was the same thing.
You ever shot a gun?
Stick with me, boys. I'll teach you a lot of stuff.
Tucker shot a gun. He outshoots you.
Tucker's probably carrying a gun. Here comes the 2-1. That swung on out towards the center
right
field.
At
right
oh,
at that
hard.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. He took a one step in.
Yeah, hadn't played perfect. So Riggsy going to stay down there at first base. He wouldn't have tagged anyway if he'd have been on second to third, but he could have been in scoring position. I think we'll get him over there now.
You think so?
I think we'll try to send him that way if Kobe could lead off maybe the next inning if he gets picked off. What do you think?
Well, Coach Feely down there, he's already 0-1. Kendrick got picked off.
He is struggling.
I can't see.
Guys a mess. Another one over
if he
there.
Hears your comments and you need a ride home, just let me
okay,
know.
No problem.
He won't hear it for next day or two. He may listen to the archives or something. Two outs. That one's taken outside to Kobe. Kobe with a RBI. I take that back. He just moved him over. The RBI actually went to Kendrick Wendell.
Actually, there wasn't any score on there.
No, that's true. Kendrick Good was the one pitch. That hit the ball. There's a strike on the inside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike, two outs here. Top of the sixth inning. Indians clinging to a one-run lead. Nail-biter. That one is,
boy, that
popped
is straight up
17 up. Miles. Catcher's going to come over, and he's going to get her, by golly. Nice play by the catcher for out number three. So Kobe goes down. Pop it up to the catcher. The Indians do get a hit, but nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom of the sixth.
You've never caught a ball hit that high before.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is your deal?
That ball was That was high, wasn't it,
that
Tucker?
That was high.
Huh? Would you caught that? Would you caught that if that came to you? If you just catch it? No, me either.
Tucker says no.
Hit me right in the noggin. take us away, Spencer.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
All right, here we go. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Big Troy Homan stepping back up on the old bump here. And he's going to face 9-1.
It's a huge inning.
Yeah, this is. Got to get this out right here. Jack Dunlop going to be the first batter, left fielder for the Lancers, followed by Landon Price and Colin Overholt. So far, Troy's given up one hit. He's struck out five. He's stranded two. He's only walked one. Pretty good night. First pitch in there. Taking on the inside edge. These football guys are getting fired up, baby. And I guarantee you, he can hear them out there, too. Comes a 1-0. That baby's taking on the outside edge for a strike.
You know Troy's been up there to Will's games, and these
every
guys
game.
Know
yeah.
him.
Yeah, every game.
Sure. Know him well. And I think several of them have been to the house. So.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're brothers.
Here comes a 1-1. That's swung on, hit out towards
come
the
on,
left
baby.
Center field.
Camp.
Looks like Kobe's heading
that
over,
way,
and he's going to make the play. So Kobe goes a long way, and he comes up with that, baby, and it's going to be a F7 in the old book. And we roll back to the top to Landon Price, followed by Colin Overholt. Price so far flew out to the center fielder twice. One was a sacrifice last time up.
Sophie Pearson clears the bases on a triple. Indians now trail 6-5.
Ooh, barn burner. That baby's taken outside for the ball number one. One out here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians clinging to a one-run lead. Ryan Post came around to score in the fourth inning. That's the game's only run.
Oh, rocket.
There's a missile right back up the middle, and Riley Will's going to come up with that bad boy. Base hit for the leadoff hitter, Landon Price.
Coach Boxberger checks in. He says, you think Troy's got one more in him? And I would say this is going to be it for him. Let's hope he can get through this.
If he can get through this, I'd say it's a tough decision for Jerry. I guarantee you he wants to go back out there. But
top of the order, left-handers, and Price just absolutely hit a rocket.
Yeah, about took his hat off.
All right, come on, bub.
One out here, though. One out, runner at first. He's probably going to try to get over there somehow. They're going to have to play some small ball here or something eventually to try to get a runner in scoring position.
Yeah, I agree. I think it.
They're down to there.
He's going
to
go.
I think he's going to take off. Yeah, I agree.
Especially against a young freshman. They know Riggs, a freshman. Price has got good wheels over there at first.
Here comes the pitch. He fakes. There he goes. Nope, he's going, and Riggs bobbles the ball. So now we got Landon Price over to second. We got one out here, bottom of the sixth inning. Colin Overholt, your batter. Dane Ebel on deck. Come on, Troy.
Overholt was another kid that I think he's got a brother named Chad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. He follows them, follow each other on Twitter. I think he's a, he was a good athlete, good basketball player.
Lanterns did get runners first and third one inning.
Big lead over there at second. Time called.
Batter call time, you think?
Yep.
Yep. Be. Lancers 5-2, Indians 3-2, 1-0 in the MAC. On infield, knock it down. Comes the pitch. Foul. Good job, back buddy. To the screen.
There are a lot of fans here.
Yeah, there is.
They're too deep all the way down the left field line, all the way on the other side of that dugout. And stands are full. There's a lot of people here.
Well, I'll tell you, Lincoln just sports the hell out of their sports.
Yes.
They do. You go up there in basketball, yep. They have a great environment.
Yep.
Comes a 1-1. That's swung on and hit out towards center field. Riley going over. He's going to make the play. Price is going to tag from second. Indians get the ball in. So Price is going to go over to third on a sacrifice by Colin Overholt. He'll go down for out number two.
Big
and it's
going to
bring
right
the
here.
Number three hitter, Dane Ebel. He grounded out to the second baseman the first time up. And he grounded out to Daniel Patch last time up.
Riggs, Riggs. Knock her down back there, buddy.
Yeah, now you got your tying run 90 feet away. So Big Riggs is going to have to get wide back here behind the plate, knock anything down that comes in the dirt to him. Two outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning.
All right.
That one's
get
popped
ahead of
up
it.
And out of play.
Got ahead of him. That's good.
Stay confident out there, Troy. Rick sets up on the outside of the plate to the left-hander, and that's pulled down the right field line, and that's going to stay in there fair. Dylan going all the way to the fence, chasing it. The tying run scores, and the young man has a stand-up double. So Dane Ebel with a stand-up double. And a tying RBI. So Price comes around to score to make it 1-1. Ebel goes over to second.
Yeah, good piece of hitting there. He just drove it down the right field line, and we're knotted at one.
No doubt, base hits.
Don't give up any more, boys. We're all right.
Yeah, it's 1-1 here. We're all right. Runner down at second. Troy's still out there on the mound.
Pinch runner.
Looks like the Lancer coach going to come up here and talk to the, going to make a pinch runner here. Tucker, who went in there to run? Did you see who that was?
You can't see the number.
Number seven, Trey Evans, sophomore. And the number four hitter, Carson Fox, steps in there. He struck out looking his first time up and flew out to the center fielder second time up. So we just need Troy to settle down here. Somehow focus on this out.
Trey Evans his dad could have been the basketball coach here for.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Evans?
Yep.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That name rings a bell.
He was.
That pitch taken a little bit outside for a ball.
He was here when Brandon Pardon was here. Yep. He was one classy guy. I liked that guy. I liked that whole team. I liked the coaching staff. I loved their fans. That was a good, good time.
Comes a 1-0. That hits him right in the shoulder.
I believe that might get him a visit from your manager.
Yeah, I don't know. See, that coach is standing out there. Puts runners at first and second. So Carson Fox.
That didn't mean nothing.
Well, Jerry standing out there hollering at his young pitcher. That's going to bring Clayton Leith to the plate. Go ahead, run at second base.
Come on, Troy.
Comes the first pitch in here from Troy. Taking first strike, right? Shot down the middle of the plate. Aaron Cavender on deck. All knotted at ones here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Been a heck of a ball game. Here comes the 0-1. Troy checking the runner. That's a ground ball up towards Ryan. Come on, Ryan. You got time. You got time. Ryan boots it. And I think he wanted to just scoop it and step on second quick. He just needed to make the throw to first. So an error on the Indians. First error of the game for Fort Recovery. And it's going to load the bases. So Ebel goes over to third. Carson Fox to second. And Clayton Leith is over.
I bet he leaves him in.
You might be right. We'll see.
Going to go out and talk to him. Coach Kapp going to go out there and talk to him, try to get his infield fired up.
Bases is loaded, two outs, but we've had two outs with the bases empty.
Leave him in. Good job, Jerry.
I like it.
So Jerry's going to let the young freshman in there for this big bet here. The number six hitter, Aaron Cavender. He flew out to right field the first time up and popped out to the center fielder last time up. Troy's only given up three runs. They've stranded a couple. He's had one base on balls, folks. He's pitched a stellar, stellar ball game.
All right.
Swung on straight up. Somebody's got to make a play.
Come on, Rigger.
Riggs over there, and it's going to fall. That one right there is one that Brock's got to come in and take control of, Bob, and call him off and say, I got it, because he could have caught that ball.
Ducey's got to make that play.
Yeah, Ducey's got to just call him off. And Riggs had the spinners going there.
You can bet it. That'll be one of the Jerry and Harold. They'll talk to him and say, hey, but Rick, you got to talk.
Yeah, you got to call him off. He had a much better chance of making that catch than Riggs did behind the plate. So we give him a break. Break number two in this inning. That was out number three. Here comes the pitch.
It's going to
get away from Riggs. That's going to score the run, folks.
Pass ball goes
right through his legs. And Dane Ebel comes around to score to make it a 2-1 ball game now in favor of the Lancers. So we got an error on our shortstop, and then we got a drop ball here behind the plate. And that's all it takes, folks. You can't give them extra outs. A good ball team. We had a heck of a game going here, and it's fine. It's 2-1. Base is still loaded. Two outs here. One ball, one strike to Cavender. There's a strike on the outside edge. I take that back. Runners at second and third.
Wow.
Leith over to second. Carson Fox is now standing on third base. We definitely don't want to get these two runners in. A base hit here could be bad. Indians now trail 2-1. Troy steps off the mound.
We've had two chances to get out of this inning, and it didn't happen. When we didn't get that one at shortstop, and then the dropped pop up behind the plate, foul territory. Could have been out of it.
Could have been, should have been.
Yep.
Here we find ourselves now with two outs, runners at second and third. We trail by one now. Here comes the 1-2. That's taken high for a ball. I think that was a good pitch. I think like climbing the ladder was no problem. Probably got a little higher than he wanted it.
Yeah.
Maybe trying to get him to chase some high cheese there. I got no troubles with that call. I'd take him one right there at the old elbows again.
Curveball, strike three.
Chase it. There's a fastball. It's hit over to Landon Post. Landon's going to scoop it up. He's going to flip over to Daniel Patch. That's going to be out number three. But in the inning, they got some damage. They pick up two runs on a couple of hits. And we go to the top half of the seventh. Indians need to get a run to tie this baby up. We trail by one. 2-1.
seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We're back here getting ready for the top half of the seventh inning. Indians need a run like nobody's business. It's going to be Kendrick Wendell, Riley Will, and Daniel Patch. 3-4-5.
Sounds like runs, boys.
Yeah, we can pick up a run here.
Now batting Kendrick Wendell.
Kendrick so far 0 for 2. He grounded out to the pitcher one time, and then he grounded out, reached on a fielder's choice last time up. That's when he got picked off of first, wasn't it?
Yep.
All right, Kendrick, big hit here. Come on, babe. Get this first guy on. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman's got a long throw all the way across the field, and he makes it. Nice job. Nice job right there by the third baseman for the Lancers. Kind of backhanded that baby right at the bag, turned and fired all the way across the field. That's a tough play. Out number one. That's going to bring senior Riley Will to the plate. Riley so far struck out looking his first time up and flew out to the center fielder last time up. We need a hit. Cavender brings in the first pitch for a strike. Indians down to their last two outs here in the top half of the seventh. It's been a heck of a ball game. Here's a curveball outside.
I agree with you. Enjoyed the heck out of this.
Yeah, this has been a great ball game, and I sure do hope the Indians can somehow pull a run out here and see what happens in the seventh. There's another curveball outside. One ball, two strikes. Daniel Patch stands on deck. Daniel got to see this pitcher this last time up.
How about a bloop and a blast?
Oh, man. There's your bloop. That's going to be up. It looks like first baseman's going to call for it, and he makes the play. So Riley's going to go down to the first baseman for out number two.
Daniel Patch.
And that's going to bring number 66. Sophomore Daniel Patch to the plate.
Let's go, Daniel. We need you here.
Nobody on. Indians down to their last out here. Indians picked up one run in the fourth. Lancers picked up two in the sixth. First pitch taken low and outside for a ball. Next one outside again for ball two. My guess is they understand that this young man can hit. I mean, and he can't. So, like to see him take one to the fence, get one. Let's take
good
a
eye. Good eye
for ball three.
We would take a walk.
Well, he's going to be taking all the way here. We need a runner.
Yeah. Yes.
Counts the plate, watches, and it's going to be a strike right across the middle of the plate. All right, Daniel, come on now. Take your pitch, give it a ride. Come on, babe. Here comes the 3-1, and he's swung on and fouled out of play. Man, he's working fast out there on the mound. Indians down to their final strike now. They trail 2-1 in a barn burner, folks. It's been a heck of a ball game.
Come on, DP.
Here comes the pitch. Hangs in there, gets a piece of it. Takes her back to the screen. Brock Deuce on deck here for the Indians, hoping he can get up there and take a whack at it. comes the 3-2, and that's swung on and out of play again. Patsy hanging in there. About out of seeds. Going through balls like nobody's crazy. Yeah. I think his bad. Look at the umpire. He got none left. This is it. There's the pitch. That swung on. Out towards center field. Center fielder way back there. But he's going to make the play, and the Lancers are going to come away with a come-from-behind 2-1 victory over the Fort Recovery Indians. Absolute great game. We'll be back with a wrap-up here in a bit.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, we're back here in Van Wert County at Lincoln View Stadium. We're going to wrap up the old ball game. The Indians fall 2-1, Bobby, and a heck of a ball game, you
Lincoln
know.
Lincoln View Stadium? Is that what you call it, or is that the name of the place?
That's what I called it.
That's not bad.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Indians come away here. They score one run on only three hits. Ryan Post had a hit. Kobe Wendell had a hit. And Riggs Toby, the freshman, had a hit there in the sixth inning. And here's an interesting stat. We batted three in the first, three in the second, three in the third, four in the fourth is where we scored our runs. A run, three in the fifth, four in the sixth, and three in the seventh.
Yeah,
so
they had
good pitching against us tonight, and we hit the ball. We hit the ball. We struck out six times. That's not bad. I mean, made them make plays, and they did.
Well, this is a team. This Lincoln View team is a team that has high expectations, and they think they can win it all this year in Division Four. And when you come up here in a game like this, and our young team, I think it's a learning. You see Troy Holman out there on the mound and was fabulous on a freshman Riggs, and you know we're 1-0 in the sixth, and their senior leadership, you know, they got a runner on base hit, and then they got a rocket base hit, and then we kind of
scored
imploded.
That run. Yeah.
You know, we had an error at shortstop. We had a couple of tough plays behind the plate, and the Indians lose 2-1. But if there's a game where Coach Kalb's going to walk away from this thing and not let these kids see it, and he'll be smiling deep down inside.
I think so, too.
Because he sees there's something in this team. You know, that's a kid that pitched tonight.
We're going to see him again, ain't we?
Yeah, I agree with you.
No doubt about it. Well, they threw their stud,
yeah,
and they threw two seniors at us, and we had a freshman complete the game, and we lose by one.
Yeah, and another thing is you look at this, you look at that kid, and you see his opportunity not only to pitch but also bat. He's fast. He's a good hitter. I think that this is, you know, I know that they brought him up, and I just don't think they brought him up just to pitch, Calvin. I think you're going to see more Troy Holman.
Right, and you know, he's not going to go back down to the JVs anytime soon, and we're probably going to end up pulling another young man or so off of the JV team because we're going to need arms this week because we got probably have Daniel or Dylan go tomorrow night, and then whoever doesn't pitch tomorrow night will pitch Thursday night against the Rangers, and then Saturday, of course, we're going to need more arms. So,
that's right.
I give the Indians credit. We played a heck of a game. It was a clean game. Each team had an error. Troy did a great job. He struck out five. He only walked one. They strand four. And, you know,
yeah, they improved to 6-2. We dropped to 3-3. But tomorrow night's a big game. We want to come back and bounce back and get the Parkway Panthers.
And if you look at this week's schedule, upcoming games for Ford here on Ford Curry Radio, we play Parkway tomorrow, as Calpy said. That game's going to be on the air at 5 o'clock. We'll be on about 10 till pregame. Girls travel to Parkway for softball. They're trailing 6-5 right now.
I was just going to say, what score? 6-5 or down?
Yep. And then Thursday, we have the baseball team. We're going to go to New Knoxville to take on the Rangers. And the girls host Jay County, and that'd be a good one. And the track also has their first home meet of the year on Thursday, so make sure you get up and see them. Friday, the girls host Anna, and then Saturday, we got a doubleheader with South Adams, and 11 a.m. start, and I look forward to that, and that game will be on Fort Recovery Radio, and then the girls travel to Salina to take on the Bulldogs. I don't know what's going on. He said somebody was coming, but I don't know if Troy's coming up. Maybe Troy is going to come up here for a quickie, and like to talk to Troy a little bit.
I think Troy's down there signing autographs with his.
He's taking pictures with his buddies.
With his Cougars.
Yeah, that's all good.
You know, let's get back here on the winning ways tomorrow. Big one, Kelly.
Yeah. Big game tomorrow night. MAC action. We take on the Parkway Panthers, and I look forward to another good game. And it's either going to be Daniel or it's going to be Dylan, I'm sure, on the mound for the Indians, and we'll see if we can't come away with a victory.
Troy's so. Heading up here.
Troy's going to come. Yeah, we'll talk to Troy a little bit. Before we wrap things up. Bobby's going to hand his headset right out there to him.
What's going on, boys?
Hi, Troy.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, we got in the booth. We got Troy home. Troy, great game. You pitched a heck of a ball game tonight. And how was the jitters? Did you have any jitters or not too
for
bad?
For sure.
Did you have some? Good. Didn't show. It didn't show. Yeah. I thought you played. I really did. From the start to the end, I thought you played great. You know, we could have helped you there in that one inning where they scored them two runs, and that's not on you, buddy.
Yeah.
So remember that, and I'm quite sure we'll get to see some more of him, and, you know.
Yep.
Bobby's got a question.
Well, talk about your first experience here, and talk about, you know, you get your brothers and all your fans and dad here, and it had to be a good deal.
Yeah, it was awesome. Credit my dad. He just talked to me all day. He's just like, just go out there and pitch like you normally do and let defense make plays. That's what they did.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You're a freshman, and you've played varsity sports and all your sports you've played. So this was another step that I know that, as coming from an athletic family, coming from a kid who has high expectations, you had to mentally, you knew this was going to come.
Yeah. I mean, just waiting for my time to be called and tried to make the most of it, and we almost had it there. That's a play Ryan makes 9 out of 10 times, and he'll get it next time. I know that for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, it's one of those games where one thing like that, and we lost that game. So other times you can have three of those and still come away with a victory. And tonight we played a really good team. Like Bobby said, these guys plan on going a long way here when they make a tournament run, and they're a good ball club. They threw a couple seniors at us, and one of them's going to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's pretty cool. Pitch against him. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yep, it was.
Yeah. See you tomorrow night, buddy.
Yep.
And you had a whole bunch of brothers here with you.
Oh, yeah.
All St. Wells. Francis brothers.
Yeah.
St. Francis boys.
Wells
here.
Football teammates. Got to go down and watch them on Saturdays, and it's cool to see them show up for my game tonight. So
yeah,
it was awesome.
Pretty cool. They were up here rooting like crazy. I'm sure you could hear them.
Yeah, I could. Yep, definitely brought energy.
All right, Troy. Well, thank you for coming up, and congratulations on a great outing with on the old mound. And we look forward to watching you play some more ball this summer.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Troy. All right, for Bob Post, or Bob Post. Bob really? Stogler, Neil
Bob,
Bob Spencer, and Neil Stogler. I got it going on big time. I'm Dave Kauf. Thanks for listening, and thanks to all our sponsors. We'll see you tomorrow night in Full Recovery as we take on the Parkway Panthers. So long.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. national sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.